burger.
Everybody, it is take 274, also known as the one take that we are away from Dune Part 2. So this is going to be a lot of Dune hype, this take. We're going to go through Disneyland responses. I was in Disneyland last weekend. I have been away from the pod for 2 weeks, so good to be back. We were going to review Drive Away Dolls. We are not going to do that. We'll do that another time. We have another Audible. We did a mailbag. We have our letter O draft, and we know what's next week. We know it's Dune Part 2, but we also know it is March Movie Freaking Madness. We have a new bracket for you guys, and we are going to sneak peek and let you guys know what that bracket is, the subject of the bracket. Without further ado, it is your boy TC, and who do we have on the other end?
Hi everyone, it's me, the Sweet Keeks.
It is the Sweet Keeks. Mm-hmm. It is the Sweet Keeks. Keeks, I know you're a Disneyland buff, and I still don't know how or why you and I have not been to Disneyland together. So that needs to happen ASAP.
There's a couple chances coming up where if you wanted to swing through, get a nice little quick trip. I will give you those dates. March 16th is a Saturday. I will be there with my students, part of our STN trip. And then in a new revelation, the Star Wars night tickets went on sale this last week. And so me, Becky, and then Jake and Jack, we got tickets for April 18th. We will be there. And April 19th, we will be at the park. So April 18th, we're doing Disneyland for Star Wars night. And then April 19th, we're just going to do California Adventure.
And when you go to Disneyland, do you stay there one day and then the next day you go to California Adventures the whole day? You don't park up?
No, I mean, it kind of depends. We've done everything. Like, I feel like when I was a kid, we always just had park hopper. But as I've gotten older, it's like, just do one park one day, one park the next day. And the second day, if it's your last day and you're like really dying to go back to Disneyland, $65, it's not awful. And especially by like 3 o'clock, if you realize you really want to, you have like 8 hours still to spend at Disneyland. So it's absolutely worth your time. But then you also got to remember, you got to do Genie Plus, baby. That is a must do.
Okay, here's the thing. I've been to Disneyland twice in the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. I went to Disney World in 2021. So, you know, hit the parks the past like 3 years. I don't know what it is. I turn my mind off and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to spend money. Yeah, let's pay $6 for a Coke. Sure, I'll pay $8 for beignets and a mint julep. Like, I don't know what it is. My mind switches off. And I think you got to know when you go to theme parks in general, you're going to spend money. You just are. So save up, set some money aside. I don't think you should go in debt to go to Disneyland. Like, don't do that. But if you have the extra ka-ching, definitely have a blast. So
I would recommend going to your local payday loan store and taking out a very high interest loan for your trip to Disneyland. That is the best way to optimize your trip. Any checking payday loans, go to one of those places. They will happily give you money pretty quickly too. And what's a high interest rate loan going to do for you? You know what I mean? Get some money out. Don't feel super subconscious. It's not like it's your money. And go crazy.
So there's some financial advice from Keeks today. So call to action. Go take out a loan to go to Disneyland.
How was the trip? Tell us about your trip. Tell us about your experience there. Any mind changes about rides? Anything that really stuck
questions.
Out to you? Let's get a comprehensive review.
Yes. So I did a little IG, asked me some questions. I responded.
One of my favorite things you've ever done.
I knew you would love that. I'm like, why have we never done this? So I hope you do that in March or April, because that I just came to me. I was like, this will be fun to do. So it was actually really fun to engage with all you sweets going there. So I went in September 2022 with Kennedy, and then we went just barely. I think after that trip in 2022, I realized Incredicoaster was my favorite ride overall, but now it's Guardians. From top to bottom, I think Guardians has the best thrill ride. It has a lot of sense of humor. The soundtrack rips. So Guardians, I think, from top to bottom is the best ride. I still love Rise of the Resistance. That's a top tier ride for me. Mickey and Minnie's Railway Runaway, I think, is so charming and so cute. That queue, that line, I think, has the best line and waiting atmosphere alongside Indiana Jones. Those two rides, if you're waiting like more than 30 minutes, 45 minutes, it doesn't feel like that. It feels pretty easy breezy because it's pretty interactive. It's like the setting's cool. So that was really fun. We didn't do It's a Small World. I feel like that's always like a staple to do, but we didn't do that. Space Mountain single rider. That's something that everybody should do. You're in line for 5 to 10 minutes. Do a single rider Space Mountain. Don't wait in line in there. So single rider Space Mountain rips. I never have done Soarin'. Never have done it.
Never?
Isn't that weird? Never have done Soarin'. And you also know, want to know something else that I've never done and I don't care to do? Star Tours. I can't, like Smuggler's Run, those rides make me so sick. Keeks, I know your head's down. You're going to be okay. I watched the YouTube clip of Star Tours. I hate those rides. Like Smuggler's Run, dude, I close my eyes. Like I get so sick in those. You're going to be okay?
It's also the ride. No one will. Every time I go on Star Tours, I go by myself because no one will ride it with me. It's always, I mean, and like the ride isn't super long. The line isn't super long.
I can't do those rides. It messes me up. It's messed me up since I was a teenager. I'm a lightweight. So yeah. But Soarin', I thought Soarin' was cute. It was fun. So that was a first timer.
Here's the thing though. Here's what I will say. And I don't know if this will help assuade your fears or whatever, but Smuggler's Run does make me feel a little queasy.
Oh man.
And I love Star Tours. Star Tours for me feels pretty light in terms of like the motion sickness and the 3D. I think if you gave it one shot, and you can absolutely know, but it does not feel as crazy as Smuggler's Run does.
Yeah. And like, even for example, this sounds pretty pathetic, but like after getting off of Guardians and Incredicoaster, like I'm like, I need to sit down for a little while. I need a Coke. I don't know what's happened to me. I can't do those rides like I used to. Like it's not the same. Like I don't know.
Incredicoaster, me and Becky did it back to back a couple trips ago to Disney, and I literally thought I was gonna puke. It was the first time ever after riding ride that I was like, this is motion sickness, and I'm gonna throw up.
I passed on going on Incredicoaster again the next day. I was like, you guys can go. Like I'm gonna wait. Like I was just like, I don't even want to go. Like I love the ride, but I was like, I don't want to get sick.
I think what we need to do is I almost think that it needs to be a 3-day comprehensive ride, every ride, and do a big rank of all of the rides.
Down. Even the Fantasyland rides?
Fantasyland rides, anything that is an attraction, we will go on it and we get a nice rank. Because if you had to pick, what is the worst ride there? And let's say the name of what we think the worst ride is there on three. 1, 2, 3, Autopia.
Oh, yeah, Autopia. Yeah, Autopia. It's trash. The worst ride.
To see all of the real estate it takes up, knowing there could be a ride infinitely better, it truly bums me out whenever. I can't walk by there because it makes me so sad.
Even I think Tomorrowland is the worst land. I think it needs a serious facelift.
Oh, yeah. What's the last new ride there? Is it Astro Blasters?
Yeah, they're doing construction right now. Like Space Mountain rocks. Space Mountain is awesome. I love
it. It's the best ride at Disneyland.
And even Pizza Planet, that restaurant sucks. We went there and I was like,
oh, it's so overpriced and bad. Oh, it's awful. Yeah.
So I think Tomorrowland needs a serious facelift. I love Adventureland. I love Frontierland. I love New Orleans Square. Mm-hmm. Fantasyland is charming. It's like the perfect spot for all the kids to go. And then, I think another ride that I don't love. I think it, maybe some people will love Matterhorn, dude. After I got off of Matterhorn, I was like, "Woo, that was herky jerky."
Dude, I love Matterhorn.
I would love if they could reconstruct that to just be Expedition Everest from Disney World.
Yeah. Well, it's always under
Oh
construction,
man,
anyways.
yeah.
It kind of feels like just take the next 2 years, give it a, like you said, give it a facelift, do a little bit Expedition Everest, like change some things around, make it a little bit more thrilling. People will miss that ride, but they're not going to miss it for being a good ride. They're going to miss it because it was like one of the first thrill rides, I feel like, in America. That ride is so old. It's
It's
ancient.
old. It's old.
Yeah. That Yeti scares me every time I
Yeah, the
see it on
Yeti is
time.
pretty jarring. But and then yeah, same thing with like Finding Nemo right next to Autotopia. I would be okay if they got rid of that. Like if you got rid of that and put in Tron and make Tron even more epic than Disney World. I've seen the point of view from the Tron in Disney World. It does look cool, but make it even more thrilling, is
It's
my
too
opinion.
short.
Yeah.
It feels like it's 30 seconds long. It's the best part is when it's outside. I think you make the whole ride outside. The starting of that ride is the best part. What else? Like, well, because they're planning on doing. Okay, if you get it. Okay, last one. A little question before you go. You talking about a Tron ride? Is there any other property or any other theme that you want to see at Tomorrowland?
So I could almost even, I know it would be kind of a, I know Avengers Campus is over there in Disney California Adventures, but I would love, we actually even talked about this waiting in line for Indiana Jones. We were all kind of pitching our own rides. Kennedy had a good idea of doing like a magic carpet ride, but like more thrilling. And kind of, it kind of like, I mean, I don't know if there's a magic carpet ride somewhere at one of the parks. Is there that you know of?
Yeah, at well, at Disney Paris, that you can like,
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you sit in like the magic carpet.
My idea was like Avengers Endgame. Like you are in the queue, you travel back in time. It's like a roller coaster. It's a little bit more thrilling, a big time thrill ride. One of the biggest thrill rides there at the parks. Could be
They're
very, very
doing that in
cool.
California Adventure, though. They're doing
Oh, they
like a
are?
multiverse ride. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great. We need
I
it.
think what you could do as well is I think you bring Pandora over there.
Yeah.
It's two
But
rides.
that's a tomorrow-esque. Yeah.
I think you could make that kind of be the thing. But I would imagine that they're like trying to not, you could do a Big Hero 6 ride, but I guess that's on the other side. It's weird that Big Hero 6 is that San Francisco Plaza thing because it's a Disney thing. It's not a Pixar themed thing.
Yeah, that's true. But I love San Francisco. That plaza
Yeah.
rips. I love that new
And the
addition.
Baymax that you can meet is actually like it's pretty sick. I've never met it, but like when you walk by, it's like, oh, it's like a cool
And the
blow up.
sourdough bread. So I feel like Tomorrowland needs some serious love. Autotopia, yeah, that ride is the worst ride. It has, like you said, has a ton of real estate. After I got went there in 2022, I was like, this needs to go. Anyways,
Yes.
last thing. Animation Academy, one of the most underrated things you can do at Disney California Adventures. Have you ever done it?
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah, not like a ton, but like I've gone in there to check out what's
oh, I
going
love
on
it. You
and
sit
stuff.
down, it's like a nice break, 30 minutes, you get to draw a cartoon character. Yeah.
Crush's Turtle Talk is like just right inside of there as well.
Yeah, still haven't done that one. But I need to try the garlic cheesy bread, like you mentioned.
Oh, it's
I'm sad I
unbelievable.
missed that. But beignets and the mint juleps, those are just.
The beignets, yeah.
And we had the birria at Jolly Holiday right there on the corner. The birria pull apart, dip it in the consommé. That was the best thing we ate. Like, I would eat that anytime if it was around here in Utah County. It was fantastic.
Becky got it a few times ago when we went and puked. Puked all over the sidewalk thing afterwards. It got her super, super sick.
Oh, she got food poisoning from it?
Yeah, it was from one of those things there. I'm pretty sure it was that birria one. I don't remember. But you know what is delicious is in San Francisco, that little Mexican joint. There's like a little Mexican cantina thing. They have the birria tacos. So good.
I
You
saw
have
people
to
do it.
plan about $15 per meal at Disney.
Totally. So, any other Disneyland takes?
That's the big one.
I like that Pandora. I think Tron should be in Tomorrowland. Pandora.
Tron would be Tron is the
that makes sense.
That's the big one. Is you do but, you do a Tron there?
I could see Pandora. No, I don't think anybody would be upset with this. Get rid of Jungle Cruise. Use Pandora right there.
I don't know.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think they'd touch it.
I know they wouldn't, but I would rather take Pandora over Jungle Cruise.
Flights of Passage?
Wouldn't you?
I think so. I don't know.
Geeks, don't say I think so. Flight of Passage is leagues better than Jungle Cruise.
No, I know that it is. I know that it is. It's just like, is it going to, like, Indiana Jones, the great part about Indiana Jones is seeing, like, the river right next to it. Like, is it going to obstruct that too much?
Yeah, I get
the
what you're
flow,
saying.
The flow is the feng shui of the
But
park.
I would put Flight of Passage in Adventureland.
Sure. Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, what kind of sci-fi, besides what, like, Star Wars, was already a Star Wars land. You've got the Marvel campus.
I do think Galaxy's Edge needs another ride.
I think their best bet would have been make a Big Hero 6 ride over there.
Oh,
something like
land?
That. Yeah. Which yeah. I'm sure you're very excited to talk about today.
Yeah, I am. So anyways, that's the Disneyland talk. I will also say last thing. When we got done with Disneyland, I'm like, I would love to go back to Disney World. Like, I want to ride some other Disney World rides because I love both. I've come to the consensus. Disneyland is so great. It's accessible. You can do everything you need to do. Disney World, like, you need 5 days there to hit all the parks. So if you're planning a big trip, go to Disney World. If you're planning like a 2-day thing, Disneyland's perfect. So they're both win-win in my opinion.
And honestly, a long-term Disney World trip is cheaper than a longer Disneyland trip.
Yeah.
So. Easy to do it. If you need any help with those plans, hit your boys up on Sweet Film Talk or ask us a question and review the pod and give us 5 stars.
Heck yeah.
Either one of those things would work.
Love it. Okay. Anything else? Are we getting into the draft? Is that where we want to go?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think if I have any other... I don't have many other Disney takes. I think everyone's kind of heard mine. But I could talk about it for hours. And it's great. I will say Disneyland is easy to... It is so fun to repeatedly go back. When we went to Disney World last year, we had all done the same rides, like me, Becky, and my family. So it's kind of weird going back. Disney World is... You kind of got to go back with people who have never been. And that makes the experience a tad more fun.
And I will also say Disneyland at 10 p.m. to 12 p.m. closing, best time to be in the park for rides.
You have to go get there right when it opens and you hit Indiana Jones, Jungle Cruise, Pirates. You work your way up to Rise of the Resistance. You wait about an hour for that one. And then you chill and you get some breakfast, some lunch stuff over there in Star Wars Land. You loop down to Fantasyland. Or you can do the opposite. You can go to Space Mountain, all that stuff. But, yeah.
Another thing. When we went, Haunted Mansion was closed, being refurbished for a longer queue and also an exit gift shop. And then Tiana's Bayou Adventure was still down, Splash Mountain. So yeah. Those two
opens this
down.
Year though.
So yeah.
Love it.
Okay.
Let's move it to the draft.
Letter O, baby. Okay, you got first pick because I had first pick for letter M and then or did you have first pick for N for the N draft?
I did not have first pick for N. Okay, we did a randomized. I think I was last pick.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure I picked first for letter M. I did Monsters Inc. And then you did Mission Impossible Fallout. So
I'm taking Ocean's 11 for my first pick.
Okay. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I figure you'd take that or I'm going to take for my first pick. Let's go Oppenheimer.
Okay. My next pick I'm taking, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
I like it. Okay. I'm just writing this down. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Second pick. Let me look. What I want. Yeah, let's take it. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I thought that was kind of going to be the next one. All right. Which means I'm going to come over here. I'm going to take The Other Guys.
That's a good one. That is actually, I think you're going to get a lot of votes for that one there.
Mm-hmm.
Keeks, you're looking good so far. Second place again. Could it be? Second place, Keeks. okay, we're gonna go a little out of the box here, but we're gonna do it. I think it's a classic. I think people that have watched it love it. Osmosis Jones.
Oh, Oh my gosh. Did you ever watch the animated show on what is it called? On Kids WB?
No. What was your second pick after Ocean's 11?
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Oh,
okay. And then you picked
and then I'm gonna cruise on in here. I'm gonna take one of the greatest performances, one of the greatest ensembles ever put on screen, and one of the best years for film ever, and that is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
It's a good one.
Yep. Oh, and this gives me a lot to work with.
Okay, my fourth pick. Yeah, let's take one of Jake Gyllenhaal's first movies, October Sky.
Okay, I was curious to see.
I'm gonna be honest. I haven't seen a lot of these Owen movies. These movies I have seen, like, there's one movie I haven't seen that I know it's good. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay,
maybe you pick it.
This kind of gets to this might be the worst selection of movies we've had for this whole thing.
I mean, your list is pretty good. Mine's okay. But there's not a lot.
A lot of depth to
there's,
the O's.
There's really like five good ones, like Ocean's 11, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Oppenheimer, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is good, but I'm going to be honest. When I watched that, I was like, it didn't move a huge needle for me.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I mean, this was one of my favorite movies that I saw the last few years, so that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Once. Great, okay. Irish film. Some great musical moments. Very intimate filmmaking that goes on there, and I really, really loved that movie. So I'm taking Once as my last pick.
Okay, nice. I'm going to take... I have options here. But I think I'm going to lean with it because I did like this movie when I watched it, and I think it's still pretty cute. We're going to take Onward.
Oh. Yeah.
I know it's kind of, everybody's like meh about it, but
I you like know what's unbelievable? Next time, or I will even ask, I don't, you probably didn't notice, next time you go to Disneyland, see if you can find any Onward related merchandise. It doesn't exist there.
Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist.
Which is funny because, like, it was really like it's not it was, like it was not popular when it came out.
It was
people
hyped.
Liked that movie.
It was hyped up. That was the COVID movie. Maybe that's why they're like, oh, let's not do any Onward merch because it's the COVID movie.
Which is funny because they have like Lightyear merch that no one liked. I would buy something Onward related before I bought a Lightyear action figure.
Let's see what Onward's like score was. It's got a 7.4 on IMDb.
Yeah, it's cute. It has some cute moments. Not perfect, but it's got some cute moments.
I was going to say Olympus Has Fallen was another one I was looking at.
Okay.
And the other one that I have heard it's good, I haven't seen, is Office Space.
That was one of the big ones that, yep, I was like, ooh, I could. Most of the, feels like a lot of the movies that are O movies have the word once involved in them.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time in the West. Once Upon a Time
in New York, I think
New
is one.
York.
Or Once Upon a Time in America. It's like a long, it's like 3.5 hour long mobster
movie. Yeah, it's
movie.
An epic. Yeah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Or the number one, so like 101 Dalmatians. One Cut of the Dead was one that I had. Also the Francis Ford Coppola 80s film, The Outsiders, which I believe was Tom Cruise's first role in a feature film. I had Oliver and Company also, but that
I had that too.
That one's kind of like the tail end of the Disney dark age before like Little Mermaid kind of vaults them back into popularity.
Yeah. I think you'll probably take this draft because of Ocean's 11 and the other guys. I think those two movies will bump you for the win. Like, I think those two alone from our audience, mm-hmm. I think Ocean's 11 and the other guys are like, it's kind of like the Utah movies, in my opinion.
Yeah, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou as well is pretty popular, and it's a Coen Brothers movie. Yeah. My buddy Scott, who teaches mythology and language arts at high school, he was sick this week, and so he's like, my kids are going to watch Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. The kids loved it.
Oh.
Yeah. They loved
it. The music in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou was fantastic. So I think I could get some votes with Oppenheimer being a recency bias. I can get some votes with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood if there are big Tarantino fans. Osmosis Jones, don't sleep on that one. But October Sky is, that's sticking out like a sore thumb.
Is it? I considered putting it on the list. I think a lot of people like that movie.
I think you got this one. I'll be shocked if, like we've said it before, you never know.
Last week, we were positive that Tim's draft was going to win. And if I remember right, his got last place.
Who won? Was it Becky?
Spencer won last week.
He did the two, which one? Freddie or which?
So those are Becky's. So I'll do like a little bit of a. So the Nightmare Before Christmas, Nacho Libre, The Naked Gun, Navalny. The one that won was Spencer's.
That was Spencer's.
Mine was No Country for Old Men, Napoleon Dynamite, The Night of the Hunter, Network, and Nirvana, Unplugged in New York. I got second. Becky's was National Treasure, Notting Hill, Nightmare on Elm Street, The Nice Guys, and Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors. Hers got last place. And then Tim's was Nope, Nightcrawler, Nobody, The Notebook, and Night at the Roxbury.
See, I voted for Tim's because those first four movies, Nope, The Notebook, Nightcrawler, and Nobody, I've seen and I like those four movies.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Night of the Roxbury. So that's why that won for me.
So mine were kind of deep cuts, but they were all like if you've seen them, like it's like, oh, that one. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I felt good about that one, even though it was a little obscure. I only lost by one vote. So still
You lost by two. You went to your burner account and did Frankenbeans. The Survivor. I see you. I'm calling you out. You lost by two.
Yeah. So shouts. I mean, I still would have won, but yes, I did.
What's that old podcast that you did for Survivor? What was it called again?
The Buffs Have Spoken.
The Buffs Have Spoken. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said Frankenbeans because I put a review on Frankenbeans because your old title used to be like
A Bag rice of Rice and Beans.
Yeah, Bag of Rice and Beans, yeah.
Which I liked. I thought that was great. I don't remember why we switched it. I think that I might also win today as well. I hope that I win. I'm feeling very good about my picks.
So you know what doesn't win? And that is the trailer of The Borderlands.
I haven't even watched it. Wait, is it that bad?
Well, it screams Dungeons and Dragons and Guardians of the Galaxy. Just watch it and you're like, oh, wow. It is trying to be Dungeons and Dragons. I did feel like Guardians of the Galaxy, we know what that is. But Dungeons and Dragons had a little Guardians-esque, but not much. I mean, it's a group. It's funny. Of course, it's going to be a little bit Guardians. But you watch Borderlands, you're like, how did we get Kevin Hart with Kate Blanchett, with Jamie Lee Curtis, and Jack Black is voicing some animated character? It is a bizarre cast. Like, I have to see this movie. So it was a pretty wacky trailer. All the comment section are like, this cast sucks. I'm like, give it a chance. Like, Kevin Hart was fun in Jumanji. So
yeah, and so was Jack Black. Oh wow, that's weird. They got half of the Jumanji cast.
Yeah,
threw him into this ensemble.
I mean, Kate Blanchett's a great actress, and same with Jamie Lee Curtis. But it's just like they feel a little out of place. But we'll see.
It's the one for you, or it's the one for them movie. Unless, what if this is a Kate Blanchett is a massive Borderlands fan and was itching to play the main character?
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. You never know. Yeah.
Did you see that first image for they're gonna start? They're probably starting like little bit of production on that Superman movie, and Nicholas Holt has his head shaved.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
no.
Good picture. Hopefully that movie is good, man. And they unveiled, what do you think about the new Fantastic Four cast?
Oh, wow. We haven't even talked about that.
We talked about it a little bit at the tail end last week, but I haven't. Yeah, I want to know your thoughts.
I love it. I think Pedro Pascal is a star. I think you need a star, especially to play Reed Richards. Vanessa Kirby is a rising star, and I think she's fantastic. And I love that Johnny is our guy from Stranger Things. What's his name? What's the actor's name again?
Joseph Quinn.
Joseph Quinn. I think that's a great casting because he is well known. He's like a B-list celebrity, but I think he can do well. And I love the Thing as He's in The Bear. Gosh, what's his name?
Eben Moss Backrack. Backrack.
Yeah, yeah, that guy. Who was in The Punisher as well. I think he can do great as being the Thing, because the Thing is kind of stubborn. He's kind of a jerk. And when he's in plays Richie in The Bear, he kind of has that aura, you know, that
he's got
that
the accent too.
So I like the cast. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's good. A part of me is like, this feels really safe. And then the other part of me is like, well, yeah, it's probably kind of what you got to do for Fantastic Four. Like, you can make any of the cast, as long as you have talented actors there, what's really going to, you got to nail that first movie. Because no one's really nailed the first movie yet.
Do you think they bring Doctor Doom in the first one, or they tease him after?
I hear that it's Galactus is the first villain, but I'm sure something.
I feel like the other Fantastic Four movies, Doctor Doom's been rushed. Give us a little backstory. Give us why Doctor Doom and the Fantastic, we all know, but like, give us some more context to why there's so much beef. I would love to have a build up for Doctor Doom. Like, don't do it in the first movie. Well, let's do it in the second movie, maybe even like the third, where he's like behind the shadows. So that's my take. I think I've heard reports that Cillian Murphy might play Doctor Doom.
That could be good.
That could be good.
Because essentially, like, Doctor Doom is the, like, we think like Thanos is big, like Doctor Doom is like, that's the guy.
I would
say the big one.
Marvel's biggest villains are Doctor Doom, mm-hmm. Green Goblin, Doc Ock.
The Lizard. Other Spider-Man.
I would say those three are like Magneto. I'd put Magneto in that.
Oh, Matt. Yeah. Oh, that's gonna be
category.
Huge. I don't know what the heck we're gonna be getting.
Who else? Thanos is big. Thanos got big though. I don't know. I didn't know Thanos before the Avengers came out. I'm gonna be honest. I had never heard about that. But they did a good job doing that on the big screen, making him a big baddie.
Yeah. I couldn't even begin to tell you what the heck we're looking at, because the next Avengers movie is not even going to be called Kang Dynasty. So
no, they're scrapping Kang, I think. The whole
apparently they were going to anyways before all the Jonathan Majors stuff happened. So yeah. I don't know, man. It's a lot. There's a lot of stuff going on, but yeah. I'm excited. We get that and Superman in July next year. I think that's really exciting.
That is exciting. I think it'll be fun. I think it's great to have to take a break this year from the superhero movies. I mean, what's the next superhero movie that comes out this year?
I don't know. Kraven?
Kraven, yeah. I'm all in. Let's take a break this year. Let's just kind of regroup.
Let's recalibrate how movies are made. You don't got to dump hundreds of millions of dollars into it. And let's just ride the wave.
Okay, I like it. That's a good answer. Do we want to go over some of the sweet film talk mailbag?
Throw them up. Let's do it. Let's throw up some of these.
Okay.
Is there anything you've watched lately that you're liking too? Yeah, okay, yeah, go into the question. I didn't know if you had the questions up already.
Let's do questions and we'll do our fave thing we watch / other stuff.
Let's do it.
Sprankter said, worst show you've devoted lots of time to? That is a good question. I have two shows that started off good, that went sour, in my opinion. So
what
it's kind
they?
Of a The Walking Dead. Loved The Walking Dead, like seasons 1 through 5, or even maybe even I think I got into 6. And then I don't know, man. I just plummeted, lost interest so hard, so fast. The other one was House of Cards. I watched like the first 2 or 3 seasons of House of Cards. And then the whole Kevin Spacey news came out. And then honestly, even before that, I was like, this show is, and didn't feel good watching that show. You know what I mean? It was pretty dark. It was pretty slimy. So I would say those two shows is what I dumped a lot of time into, and just got, it didn't get progressively better, or even it didn't even stay the same. It got just worse, in my opinion. So
I think the thing with me is I've never really been a big TV guy. So most TV shows that I've watched are the good ones. Like, I don't have like a bad show that I'm like, oh, I started this one as it was coming out. I just like, generally, I just like stop watching them.
Yeah.
And I just don't finish it. I will say, admittedly, with Twin Peaks in season 2, there is a big lull. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to slog through and finish all of this. And it ended up paying off because Fire Walk With Me was great. The last few episodes of season two are unbelievable. And then the return is like, bam, 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 heavy hitters for 18 episodes. So I would probably say Twin Peaks, even though it's like my favorite TV show ever.
Yeah. Okay. I like it.
Yeah. I'm going to get the next one.
Oh, yeah. These are all from our guy.
Okay. Movie you think deserves a sequel or a prequel?
This is actually, I just actually thought of this one. This is so random. You had no idea where this is coming from. I think a Logan Lucky sequel would be pretty fun and pretty random. I think everyone loved Logan Lucky. That's a good cast with Daniel Craig, Adam Driver.
Yeah.
I think a sequel to that could be really fun.
Yeah, I really dig that, actually. I like that. Yeah, like another one that they go and do, another little heist.
A little heist. It was a really fun heist movie. I got to rewatch that. It's been, I mean, since I saw it in theaters.
Yeah, we saw it, what, 7 years ago?
I think you and I saw it together, yeah.
We did. Yeah, it was really fun. I think that's good. Mine are always like comic book related because I really like comic books and I like kind of like that, you know, because you have source material to base it on. But I don't know. I think if I were to get like a prequel, what's a movie that I've really liked? Something animated, I think would be nice. Yeah, I wish I had a better answer. I don't really know. Logan Lucky is a good one.
I also thought about, they already kind of are doing this, I haven't seen it, is John Wick. Understanding why John Wick got out. Like,
oh, that movie's getting pushed back. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think a prequel to, like, John Wick's villains and, like, why he was coined as the Baba Yaga and, like, all that. So,
oh, here's an obvious one is Nobody. We need a Nobody, too.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather take a Nobody prequel than John Wick.
Oh, let's get the sequel, because he did ask sequel or anything like that.
So you want a Nobody sequel?
Yeah, let's do it. Everyone's already ready for it.
Yeah. Bob Odenkirk. Okay. Pick a video game franchise who would direct, and actors for protagonist and antagonist.
Do you know?
I do know. I have an answer. Do you have one?
Yeah, I'm going to start off. This one is a game that I loved growing up. We've always talked about Halo. Like, Halo's kind of the obvious one. But I would like an F-Zero movie with a Captain Falcon. Nice, cool, futuristic racing movie. You could throw, like, Tom Hardy in as Captain Falcon. Glenn Powell would also work. And you could just kind of, like, get these, like, cool. It could be, like, a Speed Racer-esque film. And why not just get, like, the Wachowskis to direct it, too? Or if we really wanted to do it, I think if you got... Who's worked well with VFX? Brad Bird, F-Zero movie. With Glenn Powell as Captain Falcon. There's kind of an antagonist in there. He's like a bigger guy that has like a yellow speeder. You throw him in there. But we haven't had like an F-Zero game in forever. But
yeah,
I do like that. Anyways, that's good. My pick.
Okay, I'm having a hard one picking like my antagonist and protagonist. But I would love like a Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah, that's a massive one.
And I think Martin Scorsese, coming off of Killers of the Flower Moon, can do a really good job doing like a desert western Red Dead Redemption. I think, I mean, I would love to see Leo as Leo DiCaprio. I mean, we all know he works great with Marty. I would actually like to see him as an antagonist in this situation for Red Dead. And protagonist, I don't know. I don't know who I'd like to see as a protagonist.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, maybe?
Oh, Jeffrey Dean Morgan would be fantastic. Yeah. As maybe I would say Jeffrey Dean Morgan as the antagonist and maybe Leo DiCaprio as a protagonist.
Oh, okay.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan is actually, ooh, or even like a kind of rugged Baby Driver John Hamm.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Yeah, or Johnny B.
Oh, give me Johnny B in that cast. But like Red Dead Redemption, especially 2, that's like the prequel to Red Dead Redemption. Mm-hmm. Like Arthur Morgan, and there's like a group of rioters and bandits basically, and cowboys, and that would be a really fun cast. So that would be mine. Everyone would pack the theater for that one. Okay, next question. These are great.
I don't know. I don't get this one. Adult diapers for the adult diapers for the next Avatar. Also, or come with me. I'll let you know when certain moments of the film have happened and you'll have time to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what you missed.
These are all from Brooks Dahmer, who just popped off. Love it. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Brooks. What theater has the most luxurious bathroom?
Oh, he skipped one.
I think Geneva's are fantastic bathrooms. Also, that's why they have no IMAX showings. They're doing construction.
Oh, who are?
I'm a Geneva Megaplex. They're doing construction in their IMAX. That's why there's no Dune IMAX.
Oh.
They're adding luxury seats, apparently, to their IMAX theater. More luxury seats. Like, I think all luxury, which I'm like, that's kind of lame.
No, I don't want all luxury.
Yeah.
Charge us more for a ticket, I guess.
Yep.
Sick.
Yep. It's going to be $20 for an IMAX.
Okay.
More.
Sheesh.
Bad timing.
Yeah, it's a good one. Also, Alamo Drafthouse. Can't go wrong with nice Alamo Drafthouse. Any independent theater is going to have the worst bathrooms you've ever been in, just as a general blanket statement. You can attend a movie with the movie's director providing live commentary. What movie? And who, you know, and the director. Who's talking about it?
Who you got?
I think, from what I understand, Steven Soderbergh is a very big movie guy, just a big movie buff. So to see a nice Ocean's 11, like how they did some of those big sequences.
That was cool. I would. I would go, Keeks, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. I can hear you.
You hear me? Okay.
Yep. I would go Christopher Nolan Interstellar, and I would dress up in like a shirt and tie and wear like a vest, and I'd be really fancy. And yeah, I would just love to sit there and hear about Interstellar and how it came to be, why they decided to cast Matthew McConaughey, and hear the more intricate details of Interstellar.
Cool. Yeah, I think that's a good one.
I like the Soderbergh one. That's a good one. Who's the next Tom Cruise / Jackie Chan does their own stunts? This is a good question. And this is an actor who I think had a lot of potential, kind of has hit a little bit of a rut. I'm going to go Dylan O'Brien from Maze Runner. And he was in that action movie a while ago. He was in The Outfit, but he was.
Was it American Assassin? Is that the one you're talking
about? Yeah, that movie was a 2017. Yeah. That was a while ago.
That was a rough one.
That was a rough one.
You and I went and saw that one.
Yeah, we did with Michael Keaton. Weird, pretty good cast. I think he has potential to be that, but I don't know. I don't know if his momentum is out the window yet, because I think he had good momentum in like 2015 to 2018.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, someone who gives me vibes that they do their own stunts, I cannot confirm or deny this, is Zendaya.
That's a good one.
Zendaya is already massive. Her, Anya Taylor-Joy, they both give me vibes that they do their own stunts. And they're the next ones up. Like, they are massive faces. The next big A-list stars of the film industry. So, either one of them.
I have to see Zendaya and as Chani in Dune, because she obviously didn't get that much screen time in Dune. So, I'm excited to see what she does with the role. You got this next one?
Do you sleep with white noise or silence? We sleep with white noise.
White noise. I have a fan. I have to sleep with white noise. I can sleep with silence too, but I just sleep better with white noise.
Yeah, I can do either.
Actor with the best drip in real life. No avant-garde crap. Who you got? Who's got style?
You know who had really good stuff was that Angus Cloud guy from Euphoria. He passed last year, but he had like legitimately like a good sense of style.
Okay.
And someone I've also noticed has really good sense of style is Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul.
Oh. Okay. I don't really know who has really good style. Like, I don't really follow like a lot of like stylish actors. I think they all have okay style. I mean, they have a stylist, I'm assuming, for like, you know, the big Academy of shows. So yeah. So that's it with all the questions.
Yeah. So, I mean, those would be my big ones. Yeah. Aaron Paul, Brian Cranston. And then Ingles crowd had a really good sense too. Generally speaking, if it's like a rugged older guy, I feel like they know what their style is and they tend to dress like pretty cool.
Yeah. I would say this is not an actor related, but basketball player is Kevin Love. His style and his like glow up since the T-Wolves era. Man.
I like Jonah Hill too. Jonah Hill dresses very well.
Yeah.
But like Leo, no, not at all. Timothy Chalamet, I've seen some of his stuff. Not great.
Florence Pugh is actually a pretty good fashion and
snappy
style.
Dresser.
Yeah. Yeah. She, okay. I was, when you said Timothy Chalamet, I remembered a video when Florence Pugh was hyping up him and she had like a nice dress on.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Okay. Let's do it. Favorite thing we watched, then we'll get into some Dune hype, wrap this puppy up. So going to San Francisco, I watched Big Hero 6. I do not remember if I've seen this movie. I know who the villain was, like, from the get-go. So I don't remember if I remember watching scenes or if I watched the movie and I tuned out. I don't know. Like, I'm counting it as a first-time watch. Does that count as a first-time watch, Keeks?
Yeah, count it.
I'm going to count it. Okay. Count it. So, very... I love Big Hero 6. Like, I think Big Hero 6 is one of the most underrated Disney movies. Is it underrated?
I would say so. Yeah. Yeah. I'd say so.
I feel like it's not talked about enough, in my opinion.
No.
And like San Francisco and going there at Disney California Adventures was like, oh, I got to watch this movie again. So that's what I did. And I wrote this on Letterboxd. So I'm just going to share this real quick. This is Spider-Man 2. Let me share the similarities, you guys. Holy crap. Okay, gonna get into spoilers. So if you haven't watched Big Hero 6, you're 10 years behind like me. So here we go. Hero's a genius, and so is Peter Parker.
Okay.
Hero loses both his parents, lives with his aunt, and then loses eventually his brother. Peter Parker lives with his aunt, loses both his parents. Uncle Ben dies. Uncle Ben is basically like the brother to Hero, essentially.
Okay.
Hero admires Callahan. And his microbot work. Peter admires Otto Octavius and all his work. The villain uses tech to control the microbots. Doc Ock uses tech to control his arms. And both wear a trench coat. Harry Osborn is the pseudo-free. And also magnetic field at the very end is sucking everything away. Baymax has to make a sacrifice. The power of the sun machine from Spider-Man 2. It needs to be drowned. And then Doc Ock sacrifices himself. All good. The end credit scene, last thing. Fred finds a secret lair with his dad's gear. Shout out Stan Lee. That is his dad. And then, obviously, Harry finds a secret lair of Green Goblin. Holy crap. A lot of similarities.
Okay. Okay.
And I love it. Like, I love it. There's obviously some differences. But there's a lot of story beats that are, oh, I see that. I see that. So, rocks. Big Hero 6 is an A+/sweet. And I love the team aspect of it all. Yeah.
Not enough animated movies like that. You got the Spider-Verse movies, and it feels kind of like those are the action-packed, cool, kind of like animated stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, good film.
I watched
the remake of The Color Purple when it came out last year. Not as good as the first one. Definitely a sacrifice in the character and the dramatic aspects, but it's got some nice set pieces. It moves along pretty briskly, and I think I like it more than that first one. But there are some key moments that are left out that I'm like, oh, that doesn't really advance the character too much. But I liked it. Yeah.
Nice.
It's fine. It's for me, it's like a B, B minus suite.
Did you watch that streaming or at a theater?
Streaming. It's on HBO. Oh, I am not rushing to watch everything. If I watch everything for the Oscars, sick. If I don't, I kind of realize, like, when I put arbitrary, you know, we notice it too. When we put arbitrary rules for ourselves for watching movies, it just like sucks the fun out of it. So I'm kind of going through. I'll watch Napoleon. I think I only need to watch like one or two. I need to watch Zone of Interest. That's the big one that I got to get to.
Yeah, I also kind of had that realization because I have Maestro to still watch, Zone of Interest.
And Maestro,
Four Things. And I think I'm missing one more Best Picture nomination. What is it? Anyways, I'm like, man, if I get
Anatomy of a Fall. Do you watch that one?
Yeah, that one. I actually would. Out of all those, I would love to watch Anatomy of a Fall over all those other three ones, in my opinion.
Okay.
That's just me.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, I haven't been in the theater, movie theater at all this month. I have not seen one movie in theaters. So Dune will be the movie I see in theaters this month on the 29th. So I got to catch up. I got to catch up some movie theaters, caught some streaming, but it's been a slower year. So I gotta start watching some more movies.
Yeah. So you haven't seen Madam Web yet.
I do really want to see Madam Web. I still want to see Argyle. There was a coworker that said it was really fun. I know some people have bagged on it.
Dude, that is the classic coworker movie is Argyle. Is the person that just goes to see like a handful of movies every year is like, Argyle, pretty good. It's not. It's not very good.
What? Why is it not good?
It never reaches the high points that it needs to reach. And also, like, the twists are not interesting. You can see them coming from a mile away. And a lot of the action and the editing is very bland. It feels like it was made by some, you know, it's like, it feels like they were trying to do something really cool, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yep.
So I want to see those. But yeah, Madam Web, I actually want to see more than Argyle because I have to know. I have to know the dumpster fire that it is. So yeah. But we have Dune Part 2. You and I are going to go see that together.
Mm-hmm.
We're not seeing an IMAX, which I'm a little bummed about, but I'm also like, that theater that is next to IMAX that we saw Barbie in is huge. It almost feels like a pseudo IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably will see Dune Part 2 in IMAX eventually. Just bummed that it's not at Geneva. I'm hyped for Dune, most anticipated. I've seen some reviews. I'm trying to stay away, but it's getting positive reviews and can't wait.
Okay. Sick. Oh yeah, what was the oh boop 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 boop. I'm trying to think of like the March Madness music.
We almost
going to
close this pod without March Madness. I'm surprised we did not do that at the very beginning. My bad.
No, I thought we were gonna do it at the end, so it's perfect.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Let's round out this pod, baby. You got us. Tell us what we're doing for March Movie Madness.
As we were going through, we were trying to plan it, and we're trying to figure out what the heck do we do? Because we've kind of done the big categories. We've done sports movies. We've done animated. We've done franchises. We've done, like, OGs, which was good. It wasn't maybe like they've all been good every year. But this one, we think, is a really killer one. One of our favorites we've ever done. And that is the theme of nostalgia. So we have four regions with generations for their regions. So these are films from the 60s and 70s for our boomer region. We've got 80s movies for Gen X. We've got 90s movies for millennials. And then we've got 2000s movies for Gen Z. So these are the best, most nostalgic films that we grew up watching. We're going to put them all in. You're going to see some repeats from brackets that we've had in the past. But this is going to be what is like our favorite, most nostalgic, like, oh, heartwarming film that we love to revisit over and over again.
Man, there's a lot of good movies. Because I feel like with the previous brackets, we've had movies where it's like, yeah, that deserved to be a 16 seed. But there are some, like, I was kind of doing like a rough draft of seeding. There are like some movies that are 14, 15, 16 seed where I'm like, that's like an A quality movie. So I think seeding is arbitrary for this bracket. And I think there's one movie from the 60s, 70s, which is Star Wars. I think we'll go far. I think, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to win.
There's some good stuff in here. I think we'll probably tweak some things a little bit, but for the most part, like, there's some really, really great stuff. We're stoked. We're stoked to kind of start teasing it a little bit more. But yes, the bracket is the nostalgia bracket. Generations for our regions. What is the, like, you can vote however you want. Your most nostalgic, your favorite choice, whatever it is. But these are films that we've all grown up watching, all loving. And so we'll see which films are the most nostalgic, which will maybe just be Lord of the Rings again. But
it could be Lord of the Rings. But it's going to be specifically Fellowship.
The thing is, though, is as much as people love those, I think there's going to be a more nostalgic, like for me, honestly, it almost feels like I would put the freaking Parent Trap all the way to the championship game.
Is that how you're going to vote? Are you going to vote nostalgic?
I don't know how I'm going to do it, but
because if I voted nostalgic, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is like going to take the win for me.
Yeah, see, it's like, or like the Master
or Emperor's New Groove.
That's why we got a little bit of everything for this year. You got some animated, you got some stuff that's been on our other ones. But that kind of like falls in line, is a lot of the classics from our other brackets, of course, are going to come in here because good movies generally are also nostalgic.
Goonies. Goonies is very nostalgic for me. That was like one of the first
Absolutely.
like adventure movies I watched. And like, yeah, I was always on repeat. Star Wars, the first original Star Wars. So,
True.
yeah. I mean, Lord of the Rings is nostalgic for me because I was like 8 years old and that was like the first big fantasy movie that I watched. Like, I felt like that was like my first like big like adult movie that I watched. I was like, wow, I'm like eight. I'm watching like this pretty grand, like epic adventure. That's pretty serious tone for the most part. So,
Mine was
I don't
Mission
know.
Impossible, that
Oh,
first one.
that's a cool, that's a good one. Revenge of the Sith and like Phantom Menace, like yeah. Like that is very nostalgic for me too. Like I would say Revenge of the Sith is more nostalgic for me personally than like OG Star Wars.
Yeah, I would almost agree. I feel like I burned through. I had a Revenge of the Sith poster. I watched that movie like crazy. I love playing the video games. So yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, your
Good
office
one.
rules with all the movie posters.
I actually have an idea. I want to get all of these posters and turn them into like a wallpaper. So just pin them side by side by side by side across all of my wall, and that's what I'll do.
So sick. You should.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm playing around with it. I've got a few here. I got to figure out what I want to do with them.
Just please do.
I sure will.
All right. That's take 274. Anything else?
Dune Part 2. Give it to us. We need it.
Please.
I want to suckle on it. There is a special. So there are two special fan screenings tonight at Jordan Commons and at the Gateway. They are all sold out.
The district, you mean?
Every
And the Gate.
Jordan. Oh, is the district?
Yeah, I'm going to look right now.
I thought it was Jordan Commons.
Jordan
anyway,
Commons in the district, yeah.
Anyway, they're all sold out.
Yeah, no
There's
sessions
not
down.
A seat left. And that's very exciting to me. Extremely exciting.
I hope this does really well in the box office.
It will. Dude, this thing's going to have insane legs.
Yeah,
Insane.
Like I wanted to have Oppenheimer Barbie type
Dude,
legs.
Look at that. That's like a 6:45 showing. All sold out. 7:20 scattered, but still pretty well selling.
For Thursday.
Yep. For Thursday. 8:15 luxury, all sold out.
Amazing.
Crazy. It's supposed to do like 60 to 80 million.
Good.
Which, oh, thank goodness. I can't wait.
Do you think we'll get Dune the Messiah, the trilogy?
Yep. Yeah, we're getting a third one. And
we
then
have to
people
get
are
a
gonna be like,
trilogy.
Huh?
Denis Villeneuve is like, yeah, I'm gonna make the sucker a trilogy. Like,
yeah.
Like we
Also,
need another great trilogy.
His track record is unbelievable. Like it's time. We gotta. He's got it. He needs his Dark Knight trilogy, and that's what this will be for him.
Yep, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Denis. Yeah, after his trilogy of Dune, Denis might be my favorite director of all time, if it lands. Like it might be better than Nolan, because Nolan has a couple of movies where I'm like, don't really care for. But there's obviously Nolan movies that I love. But all of Denis' movies that I've seen, I'm like, that is good. That is good.
Unbelievable. Yeah. A master.
He makes you think too.
Mm-hmm. Really great stuff. Good take today.
Love it.
I love talking about Disneyland for half the take.
You got to. I mean, it was needed.
Yeah.
It was needed. All right, dude. On to March Movie Madness. Let's go. Dune Part 2. We'll tell you all about it. We'll do a spoiler review, a non-spoiler review. We can't wait.
Let's crank it out, baby.
Let's go. Okay, everybody, stay sweet.
Sweet.